This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump hasn't spoken much publicly since being impeached for the second time, becoming the first president to hold that distinction in the country's history. Trump did release a video late Wednesday in which he made no mention of the impeachment, but condemned the assault on the U.S. Capitol last week by his supporters and pleaded for calm. The U.S. House of Representatives impeached him Wednesday, declaring he incited insurrection when he implored thousands of his supporters to march to the Capitol to try to overturn his re-election loss, prompting a mob demonstration that ended with five people dead. 10 of Trump's fellow Republicans joined the majority in impeaching the president, with just a week remaining in his four-year term. Trump was acquitted by the Senate a year ago in a separate impeachment case, and now will face a new trial in the weeks after President-elect Joe Biden is inaugurated next week. The mayor of Washington, D.C., Wednesday said that in order to prevent violence during President-elect Biden's January 20th inauguration, officials are asking the public not to attend the event. Muriel Bowser said the city is asking Americans to take part virtually to avoid spreading the coronavirus. Now, as the city braces for lead-up to President-elect Biden's inauguration, the mayor is seeking increased security and better coordination among the multiple law enforcement agencies involved. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration now taking a zero-tolerance policy after supporters of President Trump were disruptive on some recent flights. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, via remote. This is VOA News. Members of the World Health Organization expert team tasked with investigating the origins of the pandemic arrived in Wuhan, China, Thursday, where first human coronavirus cases were found. They are expected to stay until early or mid-February. China has rejected calls for an independent investigation while strictly controlling all research into origins of the coronavirus and promoting fringe theories that the virus may have actually been brought to China from outside. Lebanese authorities began enforcing an 11-day nationwide shutdown Thursday and an around-the-clock curfew, hoping to limit the surging spread of the coronavirus infections after the holiday period. For the first time, residents are required to request a one-hour permit to be allowed to leave their houses for emergencies, including going to the doctor. Authorities came under pressure to take a tougher approach after the country's hospitals ran out of beds, with daily infections reaching an all-time high of 5,440 cases just last week. The dramatic surge in infections began late in December. Hong Kong media reports police on Thursday arrested a lawyer and 10 other people on suspicion of helping 12 pro-democracy activists try to flee the city. The fresh wave of arrests came a week after 55 activists were apprehended in the largest move against Hong Kong's democracy movement since Beijing imposed a new national security law last June. The clampdown has intensified concerns that Beijing is asserting more control over the city and breaking its promise that Hong Kong will maintain separate civil rights and political systems for 50 years from the handover from Britain in 1997. The World Health Organization emergency chief warning the second year of the coronavirus pandemic may be tougher than the first, at least in the first few months, especially in the Northern Hemisphere. New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio says two cases of coronavirus with the United Kingdom variant have been reported in New York. De Blasio urging the federal government to ban travel from the UK, saying he has proof positive the variant was brought into the city via travel. The update comes as New York continues to see thousands of new COVID-19 cases. And voters in Uganda choosing the country's next president and members of parliament today amid concerns that violence leading up to the vote might continue jeopardizing the integrity of the election. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting remotely, VOA News. We'll be right back.